Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. The earlier circular letters were actually meant to enable the Commission to come to a decision whether to establish or not to establish a task force. And now we have gone a further stage further that we have decided to establish a task force. And now we are discussing on the possible title, time frame, objectives of the task force, and follow the circular letter to follow will actually address the issues raised by the Secretary. And I see quite a number of flags, and I wish to request the countries with the flags up to see whether we can agree on the amendments which have been suggested by the Secretary. Instead of using the word purpose, we use objectives. Instead of using scope, we use terms of reference. And, of course, the proposal made to modify the first sentence on the objectives and the same on the first sentence of the terms of reference. And I gather that there is a general consent for the Secretary to send the circular letter as was proposed. So I have Cuba on my list, please. Cuba.
Solamente volvemos a insistir en el mandato, tal como se ha aprobado en la enmienda, que se debía incluir la apicultura, que no aparecía incluida y a lo cual nos habíamos referido, para que puedan ser incluidos todos los alimentos de carga contaminada. Después de acuicultura, que aparezca apicultura.
Cuba, sorry, we seem to be lost and we don't really see exactly where you are making reference to agriculture and aquaculture. Cuba, please.
No, en el párrafo del mandato, que ahora se llama mandato, donde están los objetivos.
No, no, no.
Primero objetivo,
sí, sí.
Mandato.
Ahí está mandato.
Donde está el objetivo. En el antepenúltimo renglón se precisa con inclusión de la acuicultura. Nosotros estamos poniendo que haya una coma y también de la apicultura. ¿Se comprendió? Y de igual forma, en la parte de los elementos necesarios, donde se hace referencia al alcance, deberá ser incluida también la apicultura, porque detrás también se repite varias veces el alcance, y donde quiera que en este texto aparezca el alcance, proponemos que la apicultura esté incluida.
Thank you, Cuba. I'll seek for some clarification later. Can we go to Paraguay, please? We shall come back to Cuba. Okay, we shall explain.
No. No. Australia.
No? Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Just briefly, we'd like to support the latest or the last proposal put forward by the Secretariat. We believe this issue has been under consideration by the Commission for a few years now, and I think it's time the Commission got on with the job of addressing antimicrobial resistance through the establishment of the task force. I think with the suggested amendments the Secretariat has put forward in terms of having a fairly simple scoping document followed up with a circular letter will provide sufficient clarification for the task force to commence its work so that Codex can then start doing some of the addressing some of the issues that other international organisations have been waiting Codex to do for some time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Australia. And then I have the European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We welcome the establishment of the task force, and that decision has now been taken in principle. However, I have some misgivings about effectively disregarding the work which took place last night. I fully accept that we can and should leave open to the task force to establish its own terms of reference. I think nonetheless it would be very useful if the circular letter included as background information essentially the text which we have currently before us. I don't think this in any way compromises its room for manoeuvre when it eventually meets, but that text does summarise some useful discussions which took place in the presence of the key organisations, the WHO, the FAO, the OIE, etc., etc., and a number of important issues were clarified, and I wouldn't like to see that information lost. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community, and there was an excellent suggestion from the US, United States of America, that the rest of the text should be put in a document that will really form a working document in the first meeting of the task force. So the text will not be lost, but we'll propose it to be available to be for discussion at the first meeting of the task force. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is in reply also to the comment that was made by Chile on the need to include reference also to the work undertaken by FAO and WHO, particularly the expert consultations that have been held on the subject, and not later than about a couple of weeks ago there was one on antimicrobial in aquaculture. So I believe that we could include in the first sentence there, after other relevant organizations, international organizations such as FAO, WHO and OIE. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. I think that is very much in order. WHO, please, if you could also assist responding to the concerns raised by Cuba about apiculture, please.
Yes, I think thank you, Mr. Chairman. Even if it makes sense to mention all these different parts of agriculture, maybe in the interest of not using too many words, we don't need to specify also apiculture, because it is part of agriculture. The only reason why aquaculture is mentioned specifically, I think, is that often, at least in some languages, when we talk about agriculture and animal use, people don't naturally think about fish. So, even if they are animals, but that is why there was a specific mentioning of aquaculture. And I think if we go into the detail of also mentioning apiculture, which is about bees, then we go into a level of detail that maybe is not necessary here. You could also suggest to take out aquaculture, but then I think some people will not understand that we are actually also talking about the fish. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, for that clarification, and Cuba sitting in front of me, they seem to be happy. Thank you for understanding, Cuba. And ladies and gentlemen, I have USA, Japan, Egypt, Finland, and the list is closed. We have had enough discussion on this, and we have to summarize. Yep, USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to go back and just raise one caution again. I know I've said this before, but a lot of the work of the committee last night, the ad hoc or the in-session working group, was to take all of these different comments and try and focus them down on a few of the issues that we felt were most important. And I'm very concerned that by going out with another circular letter and asking all member countries for comments on this document, that we are going to we'll have the ad hoc working group at their first committee spending their entire time trying to do what we tried to accomplish last night, which was to focus the issues on a few of the most important things. So I just offer that as a caution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America, for that caution. And then I have Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Japan supports the proposal made by the Secretariat, and Japan also concurs with the view expressed by the European Community with regard to the attaching the circular letter, the outcome of the working group last night. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. And then I have Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. نحن نؤيد تماما اقتراح الأمانة والتعديلات التي تم إدخالها على النص، وفي ضوء ما تم اقتراحه ووفقا للنص الموجود بين أيدينا الآن دون حذف أو إضافة، أتصور أنه يمكن للفريق فريق المهام أن تتوفر له الظروف الملائمة للبدء في مهامه وإتمامها بكفاءة. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, and then I have Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a brief idea. Nothing against the circular letter or the proposal from the Secretariat, but I would like to see the text we have in front of us, page 2 and 3, included in the circular letter. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. And ladies and gentlemen, I think there is a fair good amount of agreement in the Commission that a task force is established, and we send out a circular letter with the text in Lim 18 as having been modified on the purpose to read objectives, and deleting the words codex should, then it starts to develop. And we have inserted in the second line after organizations, we have FAO, WHO,
and
OIE. The scope has been renamed to read as terms of reference, and we have deleted the first line, and the paragraph will start with to develop guidance, and the rest of the text remains. And with such modifications, then this text will be attached to a circular letter sent to all members of the Commission
and observers.
And of course, when I say members, I mean both member states, regional organizations, and observers. That's why I use the word members deliberately to be inclusive. And the circular letter will, among other things, ask for, Secretary, please.
We'll ask for concrete proposals for new work, preferably in the form of draft project documents that will be compiled into a working document to be circulated for comments and considered at the first meeting of the established task force. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary, and that will be our conclusion. And I see a late flag from Switzerland, and I hope the conclusion remains besides giving you the opportunity to speak. Switzerland, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We entirely agree. We just realize that the host government is missing, and we don't know whether it's intentional or whether we're going to come back to it later on, or we have to state it here. Thank you.
Very much intentional, Switzerland. Thank you very much. The other item is on animal feeding, and I wish to invite the Secretary, please, to introduce. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The many delegations may recall that at the second last session, in the 27th session, we commended the work done by the Animal Feeding Task Force, then hosted by Denmark, and we agreed to dissolve the task force, taking note of the very important work done in the form of Code of Practice for Good Animal Feeding. An issue was raised at the last session of the Commission on whether to resume Codex work in the area of animal feeding by re-establishing the same task force. However, and we noted the offer of Denmark to host the task force again if it was going to be established. But Mr. Chairman, at last session, the Commission could not conclude its discussion on this item and agreed to defer further discussion to the present session. So, Mr. Chairman, this is where we are, and the Commission is invited to provide its view on whether to start a new work on animal feeding now or not at all,
for some time in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and that's exactly what I will seek the concurrence or ask the Commission for some comments, whether we should start some work on animal feeding now or not, or some other time. Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Member States of the European Union are of the opinion that there's a clear need to re-establish the Task Force on Animal Feeding in Codex. The former Task Force was very effective in its tasks, and I think that it is clear that the work of the proposed new Task Force is not intended to replace any work in other relevant committees, but instead to complement it. I think that there are three important areas of areas where new additional work is needed, and these areas are firstly the application of the HACCP system for feed and feed ingredients in relation to the principles set up in the Code of Practice on Good Animal Feeding. The second point of where more work is needed is the development of detailed rules for global system for exchanges of information in feed control, emergency situations or on rejection of imported feed. And the third area is the minimization of the presence of undesirable substances in animal feed and establishment of maximum levels and development of codes of good practice. So we have identified three important areas where more work is needed, and we think that this is the proper time to start this new work, and if somebody thinks that this is not the proper time, then perhaps it's time to think when this new work is to be started. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. And I have Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We believe work on issues surrounding animal feed is important. We thought the work done by the task force established to develop the Code of Practice on Good Animal Feeding produced an excellent outcome, and many countries, including Australia, are in the process of implementing the provisions of that Code of Practice. Having said that, we are of the view that it is premature to be asking Codex to do further work through the establishment or re-establishment of a task force in animal feeds. Our view is that that many countries are still implementing the existing Code of Practice, and a number of issues that have been raised, and we note particularly some of the comments that were received in the circular letter, can or could be referred to some of Codex's committees. The other point I would like to make is that in the context of Codex resources, already at this session we've agreed to establish a task force on antimicrobial resistance and one on quick frozen foods, and we believe that purely from a resource side that Codex is really not in a position to be establishing yet another task force in this area. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Australia, and can I ask the Secretary to react on the resource part of the intervention from Australia, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Because we are talking about the subsidiary bodies whose the costs of operations are to be borne by the host governments, the resource implications on the part of the Secretariat is mainly our travel budget and also the travel budget of FAO and WHO colleagues to attend those meetings. maybe some of us might not require that much funding. Of course, it has significant resource implications to the members and observers to invest in the documentations, reading of documentations, establishment of country positions,
replying to sending comments and physically participating in the meeting, even if we have Codex Trust Fund in operation. From the logistic point of view, currently we are having nearly 40 meetings of Codex sessions, as we have reported in an agenda item, and actually the Codex Secretariat is having very difficult times to find 3 weeks outside the holidays season in the Northern Hemisphere, in the Southern Hemisphere, and certain holidays recognized within the UN system. So we have hardly 3 weeks left. So we could be sensitive to the point raised by Australia as to maybe having 3 task forces now could be just sufficient to continue to conduct our business, and a new task force could be established when one of those task force will have been dissolved. But this is the matter for decision by the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary. So there's an obvious human resource constraint on the part of the Secretariat. And then I have United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States would like to draw the committee's attention to paragraph 94 of the Executive Committee Report 06/29/3A. The Executive Committee concluded that future work on animal feeding should be deferred until 2008 to allow more time to study the need for new work, in addition to the work done by the previous task force. The United States concurs with the views of the Executive Committee and does not support undertaking new work at this time. Future work should be deferred until countries have an opportunity to implement the recently adopted code of practice. After the code is implemented, there would be opportunity for a gap analysis, and that analysis could be used to determine additional work for the task force. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. And then I have Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. Sayyid al-Rais, nara annahu nazara li ahamiyat al-mawdu' ونظر للإنجاز الذي تم من قبل فريق المهام السابق، فلا مانع من إعادة التشكيل واستمرار النشاط في هذا المجال لإتمام المهام المطلوبة، خاصة ونحن نذكر جيدا أنه في الدورة السابقة كانت هناك بعض البلدان المشاركة في فريق المهام الأول، والتي طالبت هذه البلدان باستمرار النشاط. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. And then I have Switzerland, please, on my list. Switzerland, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. Switzerland supports the statement made by the European Community. However, in view of the recommendation of the Executive Committee, we would propose that we make a circle letter to gather the results, the valuable results of the studies and of the experience made by the countries by implementing the actual standard, so that we are enabled 2007 within the Executive Committee to decide how and whether such a new task force should be created. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. And making reference to paragraph 94 of the Executive Committee report, the 58th session, and also going back to Finland, the question Finland asked if we are not interested in establishing such task force now, when can we establish that? And apparently that question is also answered in the Executive Committee recommendation, the paragraph I've made reference to. So it would be the conclusion of this commission that we defer the establishment of a task force on animal feeding until 2008 in order to allow more time to study the need for new work in addition to the work done by the previous task force on animal feeding. And I wish to ask the Commission to take this as the conclusion of our discussion on this agenda item. I see United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We don't agree with your assessment that time needs to be taken to assess the implications of the earlier work of the task force. However, we support the proposal made by Switzerland that in order for us to be in a position as early as possible to take further work forward, it would be useful to have a circular letter before the 2007 session of the Commission to start gathering information on countries' experience so that the Commission could reflect on that information at its next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom. And I have
Canada,
Mexico,
Finland,
they want to come back again.
Paraguay
or Uruguay?
Yes. Paraguay.
And I hope the countries whose flags are up, they are reacting to the summary, and I wish to request you to limit your interventions to the summary we have just given, and then I have Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Canada does very much appreciate the work of the task force and has, as it is looking at its animal feeding program in Canada, has taken into full consideration the results of that first task force. As we are still gaining experience, we do agree with some of the previous interveners, Australia and the United States, that we do need more time in implementing the results of this first task force. We also are strongly supportive of the task force on antimicrobial, and for Canada, we will have many of the same individuals working on that initiative as we would on a task force in animal feeding. So the resource implications for members are likely also to be significant. We note the recommendation made by the executive committee, and we had interpreted that we would be certainly willing to consider the establishment of a second task force at that time, but it did not necessarily come to the conclusion that a task force would be established in 2008. That being said, we would be very willing to consider our experience at that point and look at establishing a task force at that time.
Thank you, Canada. And then I have Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, iba a solicitar la aclaración que está haciendo Canadá sobre si estamos decidiendo desde ahora que en 2008 se va a crear o simplemente será un asunto para que considere la comisión en el 2008. A fin de tener más elementos, entendiendo esto segundo, creo que podemos apoyar la idea de Suiza de solicitar información a través de una carta circular a fin de tener más elementos y quizá a fin de ahorrar tiempo podría solicitarse en la misma que se hagan iniciativas concretas de trabajos ya en la forma de un documento de proyecto para facilitarnos el tomar una decisión sobre posibles nuevos trabajos que podría llevar a cabo esta fuerza de tarea si es que se decide reactivarla. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mexico, and then I have Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for answering my question about the possibilities to establish later on this task force. And for that purpose, it would be nice to follow the proposal of Switzerland and Mexico to draft a circular letter on this matter to speed up the process and to gather enough information for the purpose of making the decision in 2008. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. And then I have Paraguay, please.
Gracias, presidente. Paraguay está de acuerdo con el resumen de la presidencia porque nos parece que refleja el sentir de la comisión y de postergar el análisis de este tema hasta el 2008 como teniendo en cuenta la recomendación del comité ejecutivo sin circular ningún documento, ninguna carta circular y postergar su análisis porque no nos parece que sea una urgencia y además como las restricciones presupuestarias que habían sido expresadas en puntos anteriores nos parece que no deviene pertinente en estos momentos. Gracias.
Thank you, Chile. Paraguay. I had closed the list, so.
Chile.
Chile?
Yes,
and Chile is the very final speaker. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros queremos apoyar lo de la carta circular, pero pensamos que es importante la creación de un grupo para trabajar estas materias. Han existido eventos mundiales que están vinculados directamente a sacar normativa en este tema. Pensamos que el tiempo máximo sería el 2008 para ya haber tomado una decisión al respecto. Y nos parece bien que se circule cuanto antes la carta circular para poder opinar los gobiernos. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. And now that we are talking of secular letters, I wish to hear the views of the secretary, please.
Thank you very much. Instead, if the wish of the commission is to send a circular letter in coming months, probably it would be beneficial for the Commission to have some agreement on the contents of the circular letter. The Switzerland mentions that the circular letter could request national experience from countries in dealing with the issue of animal feeding. Building on that proposal, we could possibly send a circular letter that is very much similar to the circular letter sent some time ago on antimicrobial resistance, consisting in two parts. Part A would request the country to put forward proposal for future work by Codex in the area of animal feeding, and the comments received to that circular letter will be compiled into one of the Commission working documents for consideration by the next session, 30th session in 2007. And part B of the circular letter could request national experience in the area of animal feeding, additional to the implementation, national experience in the implementation of Codex Code of Practice, but it could include other new elements. The country comments received on the latter part, that could be a very bulky document of exceeding 100 or 200 pages, including that elements in the official codex documentation could compromise the management of codex budget. Therefore, if the countries could accept, we could provide a compilation of the information provided in original language only and make them available as an information document at the juncture of the 30th session of the Commission. So this is one option that the Commission may wish to consider. Thank you.
Yeah, we have to discuss with the Secretariat about the issuing of circular letters, and in fact, I was particular about the timing. Quite a number of the interventions noted that we required more time to study the way the current code of practice on animal feeding was being implemented. And in the executive committee, we had agreed to defer any work or defer the establishment of such a task force and work on animal feeding until 2008. And again, if a circular letter is sent out between now and the next commission session, then we have to discuss that in the next commission session. And if we postpone sending out a late circular letter now to after the 30th commission session, then we shall have the opportunity to discuss those comments in 2008. So we have issue of, you know, it is a procedural issue. If we send out the circular letter now and we discuss the comments in 2008, whatever information would have been put down in 2008 might be outdated. And again, there's this general feeling that we need to have more experience and come back to the issue in 2008. So I'm trying to strike a compromise between the two situations, that the Commission agrees that establishment of task force and future work on animal feeding should be deferred until 2008. And a circular letter shall be sent out by the secretary after the 30th session of the commission. And the circular letter will be in two parts. A, be asking for member states to come up with a future work to be done by the task force. And secondly, B would be asking for national experiences on animal feeding, including the implementation of the Codex Code of Practice on animal feeding. And I wish to seek the concurrence of the Commission on this summary. Thank you. It seems everybody is happy, and that will be our conclusion on this agenda item. Yep. The chairman has broken his leg. FAO, please, could you come in at this time? I hope you are not talking about broken leg of the chair.
No, I wouldn't dare to do that, Mr. Chairman. This is not to intervene with the decision of the Commission, of course. Just a piece of information on the plan by FAO and WHO to hold an expert consultation in 2007 on the issue of feed safety, to discuss particularly feed additives and contaminants and make recommendations to FAO and WHO on how to address this problem in the future. We hope that the report of this consultation will be made available, of course, to the task force at its first session if it is held. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO, and certainly the report of that working group or expert consultation will be very useful to the work of Codex. Can we go to the next item, please? Secretary, can you introduce?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is the issue on how Codex should respond to, or rather contribute to, the implementation of World Health Organization Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health. Mr. Chairman, since we have the presence of the director from WHO in charge of the strategy, I would like to invite her to introduce the document and make provide some information to the Commission, if with your permission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And ladies and gentlemen, we are lucky to have with us Dr. Dennis Koitnuhu. Please, you're welcome. Could you present the WHO situation on this issue?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the Codex Alimentarius Commission on its 28th session has asked WHO and FAO to prepare a document on the actions that Codex might take within the framework of its mandate to facilitate the implementation of the WHO Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health. The CAC further requested us that such document be submitted to the CCNF-SDU and CCFL for discussion and input, and has agreed to consider the suggestions of all this process in this session, this 29th session. However, when WHO and FAO were getting together to answer to these requests from the CAC, we considered that the global strategy was a relatively new initiative and that time was needed for the member states to consider it towards achieving a Codex-wide consensus on the work that Codex might undertake to support its implementation. So the discussion paper, CAC 29 Link 6, that we are presenting it now for the Commission, presents the progress to date in preparing the requested action document. And FAO and WHO approach to this work was based on the following understandings. First of all, we thought that we had to seek input from the member states very early in the process. We also thought that we would really like to build upon and complement the work already progressing within Codex. And then we envisioned that the best strategy was the establishment of an electronic forum to seek and get comments and suggestions from the Codex member states. So we presented this idea and discussed this idea at the 27th session of the CCNF-SDU and at the 34th session of the CCFL, and the forum was established in February 2006, placing a series of questions concerning the implementation of the global strategy at the WHO webpage. All Codex focal points were informed about the functioning of the forum by the Codex Secretariat. We accepted the comments electronically through 7th of April. And I must say, Mr. Chairman, that the comments were very, very informative. A summary of the comments have been prepared and are included in the discussion document that we presented today. And the full comments can be viewed at the WHO website, and the address is also in the paper. And with your permission, Chair, WHO and FAO would like to request the Commission to accept the delay in presenting the final document for its consideration, but we really believe that this consultative process that we have set up is proving to be very adequate and very useful. We would also like to request the Commission to agree that WHO and FAO now complete this action document circulated for comments to all Codex contact points through a circular letter and submitted for consideration of the CCNF-SDU and CCFL at their next sessions. And the views and recommendations of these two committees are of all this process of consultation be forwarded to the 30th session of this Commission for further guidance. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thanks so much, Dr. Dennis Koitnuhu.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm very poor at names, so I have to really be careful. I wish to now invite the Commission for any general comments on the paper as presented by WHO, and that's LIM/6. Thank you very much. The paper is very clear and the presentation was also very clear. Then there are paragraphs 15 and 16 on the black paper, and the Commission is being asked to endorse the recommendations as presented. Recommendation one is that WHO and the FAO respectfully request that the Commission accept the delay in presenting a document for their consideration during this 29th session. The Commission accepts. And paragraph 16, if the Commission so decides, WHO and FAO will complete an action document for Codex soon after the present session of this Commission, and the Codex Secretariat will circulate it for comment to all Codex contact points by way of circular letter. The comment received together with the document itself will be considered by the next session of CCNFSDU and the CCFL. The views and recommendations of these committees will then be forwarded to the 30th session of the Commission for further guidance. And so the Commission decides and we endorse the recommendation 16. I see no flag, then thank you very much. Then the paragraphs, the recommendations are endorsed. Can we go to the next item, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, I would like to remind the all delegations that in 40 minutes' time from now, wherever we will be at that point of time, we shall move to item 16, which may not require that much time, but which may require some time to go through. In that case, we shall continue the discussion or proceedings under item 16 through tomorrow morning session. Tomorrow we have 3 hours available to us, so if we come to an end of item 16 early tomorrow morning, at this point we shall come back to the point which we may be leaving at 5 o'clock today. So this is the proposed work plan for the rest, for the remainder of this afternoon session and tomorrow morning session. Having said this, Mr. Chairman, we can move to the paragraph 14 of the document Alinom 06/29/9C. But Mr. Chairman, this is simply an item for information on the very agenda, on the very topic we just addressed. Therefore, I would like to introduce the following sections from, refer to the Commission from Milk and Milk Products Committee. There are basically 3 issues there. The first one is the inclusion of provisions for benzoyl peroxide in the standard for whey powders, Codex Stan A15-1995. The seventh session of the Milk Committee noted that following the positive safety evaluation of the compound by JECFA, 37th session of the CCFAC forwarded the provision on this compound to the last session of the Commission for inclusion in GSFA. In view of this, the committee requested that 29th session of the Commission to amend the current commodity standards for whey powders to include the same provision. So the Commission is invited to approve this recommendation from the Milk and Milk Products Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I'm asking the Commission if there is an objection to approving this recommendation from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. Seeing none, thank you very much. Then it's approved. Next one, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to refer the delegations to paragraphs 16 and 17 of the working documents. The Commission at its last session adopted the Code of Hygienic, the revised Code of Hygienic Practices for Milk and Milk Products and other relevant milk and milk products. Therefore, to take account of these recent developments, it is recommended that the hygiene provisions of a series of commodity standards that fall under the remit of Milk and Milk Products Committee be updated and the current provisions be replaced by the proposed sentence or proposed paragraph set out in paragraph 17. If the Commission agrees to this proposal, the relevant provisions of these standards that are set out in Annex 1, the last page of the document, will be replaced by the new wording. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. And can I ask the Commission if there is an objection to adoption of the new text as proposed under paragraph 17. Seeing none, then the text is adopted and the Secretariat will cut out the necessary revision as in the text listed in the annex, Annex 1 of this document. Alnum 06/29/9C. Thank you very much. The next one, Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last issue raised by the Milk and Milk Products Committee concerns nitrogen conversion factor. And in this regard, I would like to refer the delegations to not only paragraph 18 of the current document, but also paragraph 21 through 26 of another document, which is Alinom 06/29/9C, addendum 2. I repeat paragraphs 21 through 26. Mr. Chairman, these paragraphs provide where we are within Codex in terms of the discussion regarding the nitro-conversion factor that is mainly dealt with by the Nutrition Committee, CCNFSDU, as part because the competence of the committee covers this matter. But a discussion was held on that issue in CCMMP, and that discussion has been brought to the attention of the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. It's a situation where there is disagreement between two committees on the nitrogen conversion factor. And what we could recommend as Commission is the nitrogen conversion factor is a science, and would wish to ask again the Committee on Nutrition and Food of Special Dietary Uses to consider the factor as mentioned or as proposed by CMMP taking science into consideration. IDF, please, I see a flag.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is not only a question of disagreement between two committees, but a question of a consistency in how Codex as such deal with the determination of milk protein. And the Commission here has adopted several standards and labeling provisions that refer to the use of